Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with a high nearing 46. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 25. Warmer on Wednesday, sunny with a high of 55, then staying clear into Wednesday night with a low around 39. Much warmer on Thursday, sunny with a high nearing 62, and clear skies with a low around 34 into Thursday night. Still sunny by Friday with a high of 54, before a slight chance for some rain throughout Friday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office announced a 21-year-old man from Topeka was in custody after a house was struck with a bullet on December 1st. Deputies responded to the 9300 block of Southwest 61st Street on reports of shots fired from a gray Dodge Challenger that was driving quickly. The next day, a 21-year-old from Topeka was arrested and booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections. KCKPD said around 3 a.m. Monday morning, a resident at an apartment complex near 61st and Leavenworth Road called and reported that someone was shooting a gun in the parking lot of the complex. When officers arrived, they found a man had a rifle and was in an open window on the second floor of the apartment building. Officers did fire one shot, hit the man in the shoulder. He was taken into custody at a local hospital. The 21-year-old suspect was later released from the hospital and booked into the Wyandotte County Jail. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive, it's how you achieve.
Just after 5 p.m. Saturday, a sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop on I-35 in Osage County for a traffic violation. During the stop, according to Sheriff Chris Wells, the deputy found illegal narcotics. Deputies took the driver and two passengers into custody. Renee L. Ham, 37, of Americus, is being held on requested charges of possession of methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and an illegal registration. Jessica Y. Estrada, 27, of Americus, is jailed on a requested charge of distribution of methamphetamine. And Ashley A. Martin, 33, of Americus, is in jail on requested charges of possession of methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and possession of marijuana. Kansas Wesleyan has received a $700,000 gift from the estate of Gretchen Morgenstern, a former member of the Kansas Wesleyan Board of Trustees. The gift is believed to be one of the 10 largest single gifts from an individual in school history. The gift will become part of KWU's endowment and be used to fund additional student scholarships. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. A driver was injured Monday morning when she slid on ice right into a train in southwest Lincoln. Lincoln Fire and Rescue were called to 5th and D Streets around 9:30 in the morning. The driver of a Volkswagen Beetle tried to stop when she saw the train, but slid on ice and crashed into the edge of the caboose. Warning lights and crossing arms were not activated at the intersection. The man accused of trying to escape custody from a hospital in Omaha took a plea deal in court on Friday. Cameron Craddock pleaded no contest.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was routine business. Washington County Commissioners considered a request as to on-call time when volunteers are called out for ambulance and fire. After discussion, it was decided policy will be pay the first 2 hours. After that, required to take paid time off. Purchase of a new motor grader was approved at last week's meeting. Nemahal County Emergency Preparedness Director presented commissioners with a draft resolution that would allow declaration of burn bans during red flag warnings. A public meeting on the matter is planned Wednesday, January 10th at 7 p.m. at the Nemahal County Courthouse. Gage County Planning and Zoning will hold a hearing December 14th for a special use permit for a cell tower. 22 residents were on hand at Blue Springs recently for an informational meeting regarding transportation grants for Gage County. Those community meetings continue. Pawnee City School Board last week at a special meeting voted 5-1 to continue football at the six-man level for the next two-season cycle, which will not allow postseason play due to enrollment numbers at the school. A motion to switch to eight-man next season by J.S. Vichek was defeated, and he was the lone dissenting vote on the motion to remain six-man. Kansas Department of Agriculture is awaiting confirmation on a presumptive positive case of avian influenza in a backyard flock in Pottawatomie County. If confirmed, it would be the first case in Kansas this fall. A resurgence nationwide has forced owners of poultry flocks to be particularly vigilant in protecting their birds. Analysis of this outbreak has shown the spread has been primarily from wild migratory waterfowl, which makes free-range backyard flocks at high risk because of the potential of exposure to wild birds. If you see symptoms, immediately contact your veterinarian or the Kansas Department of Agriculture's Division of Animal Health Office. An injury accident in Marysville November 24th involved a vehicle driven by Mary Klein of Marysville who collided with Deborah Paget of Marysville on Broadway at 14th Street. Paget was transported to CMH in Marysville. Elmer Runnebaum, manager of Seneca-based Kansas Rural Water Association, was recently presented the Water Legacy Award at the Governor's Water Conference in Manhattan, recognizing his many years of service to more than 700 municipal and rural systems in the state. Dolly J. Hunziker, age 94, formerly of Pawnee City, passed away December 1st. Services Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Quarry Mortuary in Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Quarry Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Dolly Hunziker. James Jim A. Rhodes, age 90, of Humboldt, passed away Saturday. Memorial service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City. Private family interment, Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Jim Rhodes. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken noodle soup, ham salad sandwich, California blend, mandarin oranges, and cake. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread salad, and fruit mix. KNDY News time is 7:13.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunny and warmer into Wednesday with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Much warmer on Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Southwest winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then mostly clear into Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s, before a slight chance for some rain showers into Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. North winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. A slight chance for some rain and snow showers into Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 40s. Partly cloudy into Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December 46, record high on this date 72, the average low 25 and the record low 3 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:31, sunset this evening at 5:05. It's 34 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 5th of December. KNDY News Time 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Shop Reflections Hallmark in Marysville this holiday season. Christmas decor, Yankee candles, fudge and chocolates, KU and K-State gear, kids' toys, and more. Seasonal hats, scarves, and jackets are 40% off for the fashion statement, while last year's ornaments are 50% off. Open Monday through Saturday, Shop Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
A Bengals backup steps up, and the NBA's in-season tournament has its first two semifinalists. Hey everybody, I'm Brian Clark with sports. It was a Monday night thriller to close out week 13 of the NFL season as the Bengals and Jaguars went back and forth, tied at 31 in overtime.
Adam Mitis fires it back. Robbins puts it down. The kick is on its way. It is good!
Yeah, baby!
On ESPN 1530, Evan McPherson's 48-yard field goal gave Cincinnati a 34-31 overtime victory. Jake Browning had a career day starting in place of the injured Joe Burrow. Browning went 32 of 37 for a touchdown and 354 yards. And Jacksonville lost its star quarterback. Trevor Lawrence sprained his ankle in the fourth quarter. Jags head coach Doug Peterson said,
I don't have any information yet on Trevor. We're still evaluating him, you know, so he'll have more tests and things done here tonight and tomorrow, so I'll probably have a better update for you tomorrow.
Semifinal spots on the line in the NBA's in-season tournament. The Pacers hosted the Celtics and tied at 105 in the fourth quarter.
Halliburton bouncing and looking and launching and scoring! And a foul!
As heard on 1070 The Fan, Tyrese Halliburton completed that four-point play en route to his first career triple-double to help the Pacers over the Celtics 122-112. And the Pacers have a date in Las Vegas in the semifinals. They'll play the winner of tonight's game between the Knicks and Bucks. The second quarterfinal saw the Pelicans in Sacramento to meet with the Kings, and this one was all New Orleans. They outscored Sacramento over the final three quarters to win it 127-117. College basketball, Zach Edey scored a team-high 25 points to lead number 4 Purdue over Iowa 87-68. In the NHL, the St. Louis edged Vegas 2-1 in overtime, while the Lightning blanked the Stars 4-0. Arizona crushed Washington 6-0. Brian Clark, ABC's.
Tuesday night high school basketball, Marysville hosting Valley Heights. We'll have it live on KNDY FM 95.5. Frankfort meets Manhattan Chief at Waubonsie. Washington County tips off at Pike Valley. Diller O'Dell at Thayer Central. And Southern hosting Johnson County Central.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoovers in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe. Propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Ag News from the Mid-American Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time again for another Larry Steckline Report.
Well, friends, I appreciate you joining me here on the Kate Steckline Report. And I do look at these reports out of the Fed
every time, and mostly in detail. And if you're wondering why I keep telling you, it's your banker talking. This is exactly what they listen to, friends, no doubt about that. And so I like to know what they're thinking before I go in and say, howdy, I need some money, don't you? Well, anyway, the Kansas City Fed says this in their headlines. Credit conditions for livestock producers to improve, deteriorate for crop farmers. And that pretty much says it in a nutshell as to what they're thinking. So if you're a crop farmer, you better have something in your bag going to the bank. You're going to have to do some hard selling. Now, one thing that would help is if some of these old boys that are telling us that interest rates will come down in 2024, if it actually does, even if it would drop 1%, the psychology of that would help everybody in our business called agribusiness. And so we'll have to wait and see what happens there, first of all. But in the meantime, if we have to go with what's today, I'd have to agree with the Kansas City Fed results here 100%. Here's what they're talking about. Expenses in all categories, fuel, chemicals, repairs, remain high, while commodity prices dropped. Not necessarily so for cattle, just the opposite. It's been strong for cattle, although expenses have stayed the same.
That again is the latest Larry Steckline report with our partners over at Cake News and right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Many producers may have questions about the best way to sell their house and land around it. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McGowan shares information about his article on how much gain on land can be excluded under the home sale rule. He begins by explaining why this topic is important to agricultural producers.
Well, when you sell your principal residence, your home that you live in and treat as your principal residence, you can exclude up to $500,000 of gain on a joint return. So you and your spouse can, if you sell your home, you can exclude up to $500,000 worth of taxable gain, and it's half that on a single return. But you have to, of course, meet the rules here. You have to own the home and treat it as your principal residence for at least two out of the last 5 years. The question that comes up in agriculture is how much land can I include with the sale of the home and have the gain excluded within that $500,000 limitation?
He discusses how the home sale rule works and a few criteria that must be met.
So let's say I sell my home, I've got an acreage, I've got a farm, and maybe I'm selling the home, and I've got $100,000 of gain in the home, but I've got $400,000 of that exclusion left to fill up. Well, can I take some of the surrounding land, sell that with the house, and maybe sell the house and 5 acres, and also exclude the gain on the acreage under the home sale rule to fill up the balance of that $500,000 exclusion that I have? That's a question I get all the time. And the answer is it depends. Clearly, the usage of land that's associated with the principal residence will count. So if I've got a garage, I've got some outbuildings, and those are used along with the principal residence, then the land associated with that will also count. If it's part of the house, really, it's functionally part of the house, well, we can do that. Sometimes zoning rules come into play. Sometimes we look at the area, the size of acreages in those areas along with homes. How are they sold? So it's very fact dependent, but we want to try to fill up that $500,000 exclusion amount to the maximum extent we possibly can when we're talking about rural properties.
McGowan lists who people can consult with about this topic.
Well, this is a good one for people to talk to their tax professional with, whether that's an accountant, a CPA, other tax professional, an attorney that practices tax. That's something they can get guidance on. So if you're selling land with the house, you might also be able to exclude some of that taxable gain under the home sale rule.
That was Kansas State University law professor Roger McGowan on how the home sale rule can be beneficial for agricultural producers when it comes to selling their home. Find more information on this topic and more of McGowan's articles at www.agmanager.info. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Joined now on KNDY Radio by Sydney Feldman, who is with the Nebraska Ag Expo, coming up here quickly. Sydney, as we talk of the expo, when are the dates and where is it and what's going on?
Yeah, the Nebraska Ag Expo is December 5, 6, and 7 at the Lancaster Event Center in Lincoln. It's the second largest indoor ag show in the country.
How many years have you been working on it, and how many years has the expo been there in Lincoln?
Yeah, I've been with the association 10 years, but this is our 17th show that we'll be putting on this December.
How did this idea of hosting an ag expo in Lincoln this time of year come about?
There's kind of a pocket where there isn't any big shows happening in the wintertime, but more importantly, we run the Iowa Ag Expo, and we've been doing it for over nearly 120 years. And so we're really good at putting together and managing a show. It takes about 11 months to plan a full show. And so we decided with this nice facility over in Lincoln, why not do it there? So 16, 17 years ago, we had our first one, and it's grown to be even larger than our Iowa show.
Talking with Sydney Feldman here at the Nebraska Ag Expo happening December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Sydney, why does this time of year make it perfect to host an expo?
Well, it's a great time of the year. In Nebraska and Iowa, harvest gets done at a decent time, usually for most, especially with the dryness the last couple of years. They're usually out of the field and ready to do something different, but more importantly, plan for their next planting season. So all of these businesses, typically you'll find discounts and sales going on and year-end buying at its finest for farmers and ranchers that are planning ahead for 2024.
One thing we've learned from the jolly elf at the North Pole is this: making a list can help you accomplish great things. It's all about list making today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 5th. It is the 339th day of the year, and Walt Disney was born on this day. Most high achievers will tell you that a written to-do list is the only way to organize a successful day. If you've never had luck with them, here's a few things you may be doing wrong. Make your list the night before. Save your morning energy for jumping right into those tasks. Give each item a priority and be prepared to skip lower priority tasks to accomplish more important ones. And once you've mastered the daily to-do list, make a list of long-term goals, say 5 or 10 years. Post them where you can't avoid seeing them, and you'll find yourself steering toward them in your everyday decisions. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY, 33 degrees this hour. Sprinkle or two, trace amounts of precipitation last evening. Seasonal highs in the middle 40s on tap for today.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tall. Two more Kansas State football players have announced their decisions to enter the transfer portal as of Monday. Defensive end Nate Matlack announced he'd be entering the portal via Twitter. He was a regular starter in 2023, and the redshirt junior totaled 12 tackles and 4 sacks. He spent 4 seasons in Manhattan, redshirting one. Joining Matlack in the upcoming transfer announcements on Monday was running back Anthony Frias II. The redshirt sophomore spent 2 seasons with the Wildcats, totaling 42 yards on 13 carries. 12 players have now announced their intentions to transfer out of the program. The Kansas Jayhawks are nearly at the top of the new AP poll. KU men's basketball is number 2 in the new rankings, climbing up 3 spots from number 5 the week prior. Arizona leads the poll at 7-0. The Jayhawks beat then-undefeated UConn 69-65 on Friday for their first top 5 win of the season. KU hosts Kansas City and Missouri before the next poll comes out. Mid-American Network Sports.
Tuesday night high school basketball, Marysville hosting Valley Heights. We'll have it live on KNDY FM 95.5. Frankfort meets Manhattan Chief at Waubonsie. Washington County tips off at Pike Valley. Diller O'Dell at Thayer Central. And Southern hosting Johnson County Central. Sports in Kansas naming their coaches of the year. Eight-man Division II Eric Detweiler led the Axtell Eagles to a third straight state title and a 39-game winning streak. Class 2A Michael Glotzik, head coach at Nemohall Central and a Centralia graduate, takes them to back-to-back state titles and a 26-game winning streak.
KNDY.
He was driving home one evening in his beat-up Pontiac when an old lady flagged him down. Her Mercedes had a flat. He could see that she was frightened standing out there in the snow. Till he said, "I'm here to help you, ma'am. By the way, my name's Joe." She said, "I'm from St. Louis, and I'm only passing through. I must have seen 100 cars go by. This is awful nice of you." When he changed the tire and closed her trunk and was about to drive away, she said, "How much do I owe you?" Here's what he had to say. "You don't owe me a thing. I've been there too. If someone wants to help me out just the way I'm helping you, if you really want to pay me back, here's what you do. Don't let the chain of love end with you." Well, a few miles down the road, the lady saw a small cafe. She went in to grab a bite to eat and then be on her way. But she couldn't help but notice how the waitress smiled so sweet and how she must have been 8 months along and dead on her feet. Though she didn't know her story, and she probably never will, when the waitress went to get her change from a $100 bill, the lady slipped right out the door, and on a napkin left a note. There were tears in the waitress' eyes when she read what she wrote. "You don't owe me a thing. I've been there too. Someone wants help me out just the way I'm helping you. But if you really want to pay me back, here's what you do. Don't let the chain of love end with you." That night when she got home from work, the waitress climbed into bed. She was thinking about the money and what the lady's note had said. As her husband lay there sleeping, she whispered soft and low, "Everything's gonna be all right. I love you, Joe."
your eyes, I'm feeling like the sky is falling. You said you gotta be free, but a love like this is everlasting. I said I gotta be me, but I move my feet and nothing happens. True love is a funny thing, 'cause no one else does what you do to me. I'm chasing my tail, spinning my wheels, got your heart on my ears. I'm all dressed up, but I swear, without your love, I'm going nowhere. Fast or slow, you can say I told you so. I've done that, I've been there, but without your love, I'm going nowhere. Time, I've got a lot of event. Day and night, baby, I've been thinking, how soon do I want